This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, January 6th. Well, guess what? Bad news is good news. The pay report came out today. It was better than expected, but average hourly earnings have only increased 4.6% in the past 12 months, and that's a declining rate over previous months. So everybody thinks that the wage inflation that created a lot of the service costs to rise are fizzling. So that's a very positive development. The other positive development is the ISM service report came out today, and after expanding for 30 straight months, it finally contracted, okay, and fell below 50. So it was at 49.6 and down from November's reading of 56.5. So that's a massive, massive decline in service activity. Okay, so according to ISM, the service sector is now in a recession. It's contracting. Their manufacturing index has been contracted for 2 months in a row. So if you have services contracting and manufacturing contracting, that means we're teetering on a recession, okay? So whether this is right or wrong or not, it's a big deal, okay? And treasury bond yields are falling today, and the Fed doesn't like to fight treasury bond yields. So it looks pretty good to me, folks, okay? So there's a lot of gossip now on Wall Street. The Fed might only increase rates 25 basis points on February 1st instead of 50 basis points, due largely to falling treasury bond yields. So it's very clear that as soon as Wall Street realizes, okay, that the Fed is going to be done raising rates, we're going to take off. Okay, we just got to lift that off our, get rid of that lid we have on us. In the meantime, earnings are working. I have one healthcare stock came out today with earnings. It's up, as I talked to you, 16.8%. I have another stock that came out with earnings today, a semiconductor test company. It's up over 39%. So earnings are working, okay? So we're 4 for 4 so far, and all the stocks have popped on earnings. So we got a lot of good earnings to come, okay? And I expect pop, pop, pop. A couple other things are going on is energy prices are firming up. As you know, I have a big energy bet, so you can relax about that. I should say crude oil prices are firming up. Natural gas prices do remain weak due to abnormally warm weather, not only here but in Europe. But, you know, natural gas is, you know, we're the Saudi Arabia of natural gas, so don't worry. We'll be using it quite a bit, you know, to generate electricity and heat our homes and all that good stuff. Anyway, so very positive development. I think it's very important that I remind everybody that some of the big mega cap stocks are not acting well, okay? I mean, they're bouncing today, but they're not acting well because they're falling as a percent in the indices, okay? And Wall Street is dominated by something called the tracking managers, which hug benchmarks. And so if your weight in a benchmark falls, you'll have selling pressure. And that's a problem that big tech has right now. Another thing that's happening is energy as a percent of the S&P is rising. So they get net buying pressure. So the bottom line is you want to be wherever the indices are adding to the weight of an index, okay? Either they're adding a stock that we own to the index or the weight is naturally increasing because the stock comes out with good earnings, pops, and gets a higher weight. So it's a very, very good week for us. I'm very proud that we're 4 for 4 in earnings. I'm ecstatic that energy prices are firming up here big time, especially crude oil. And like a lot of people, I just want the Fed to be done raising rates. So based on today's news, Wall Street thinks they'll do 25. I have no idea whether that's true or not. But on February 1st, what we need, whether they increase rates 25 basis points or 50 basis points, what we need from the Fed is a statement that they're almost done, okay? And if we can get that statement from the Fed on February 1st, the market will explode to the upside. So very optimistic times there, folks. So hang on. Enjoy the ride. It's Louis Navalier. I just wanted to give that quick update. Take care, everybody.